rescue her, but you know it's up to me and you to see the truth behind their eyes. Don't change America. God bless America and the red, white, and blue. That's why I stand for the flag.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is April 19th, 2021. Our show will be about current events, specifically the events from the past week, things that made the news and shouldn't have, and also stories that should have made the news but didn't. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start out with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all the vices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them, where they are, while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Curtis R. Bazzelli, is a loyal member of Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Bazzelli when you sign up for service. Well, here's the updates. Current week. Week in review, if you will, from what took place last week. I'll give you a, typically it's about a 30-minute show, giving you a clear, concise summary of what happened this past week, stripping out the fake news so you don't have to. This week, Project Veritas busted CNN. So they captured the technical director of CNN on video, where he was saying, quote, "We need to get Trump out of office." Quote. He said, quote, "We created stories, you know, propaganda," end quote. This was captured on tape. Once again, James O'Keefe doing the best job you can do as a journalist in today's United States and gets repercussions for it. Mainstream media is not doing this type of journalistic work. And once again, lead story, this should be all over the news. CNN, once again, outed this week. Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream makes the news for calling out on one of their tweets to abolish the police in one of their ice cream ads. Now, this is getting a little far-fetched. Agree with them or not, probably isn't the job of Ben and Jerry's to be telling you what to do socially. But of course they are. So look out for companies like this that are trying to plant their stamp and push their stamp of approval on certain things and certain types of behavior. We've already seen Major League Baseball do this, National NBA, National Basketball Association, groups like this making statements about society. There's where you can tell or easily identify which company has been compromised or controlled, and they have an agenda. News this week, Bernie Madoff died age 82 this week. This was all over the news. This was all over the mainstream media that he died and the bad corruption that he led as he single-handedly took down all these financial institutions and investors. Well, keep in mind, he was part of it. But he did not do all this by himself. This was a large group. This was a large Ponzi scheme that took place for decades. that he was involved with. And no, it was not just himself being a lone nut bad guy, happened to get caught. This is a well-conceived plan. They made him the fall guy, of course. But no, it was not just him. The judge in the Valerie Cincinnati murder for hire case was killed this last week. So this gets to be interesting. There's the case involving the Valerie Cincinnati case that is going to be going to trial in the murder for hire case. This judge was killed in a hit and run this week. Now they get the name of this driver after she comes to, after being unconscious. They asked her the name, and she said her name was Harry Potter. And so that's very interesting. Obviously she was on, I don't know if she was on drugs or bath salts or what she was on, or if this was a coordinated event, MK Ultra job or what, but obviously the judge was killed. The woman driving didn't know what was going on, didn't know where she was. They were able to blame it on drugs. This does seem a little strange. By the time she does give her last name, she says now it's Snape. Her last name is Snape. Well, that's also a prominent name in the Harry Potter movies. So one's not very confused as to what to call her at all or what truth is behind this story. Now, we know the judge is dead. Now, the connection to Cincinnati, Valerie Cincinnati, it was her brother, her very brother, named Salvatore Cincinnati, or Sal. Sal had another tragedy. He himself was shot and killed in 2019. He was an FBI agent that was going after the Clintons, investigating the Clintons, was shot and killed. Now, obviously, that was not a mistake. They were sending a message. Now we get the Valerie, the sister. Her case goes on, and the judge is mysteriously run down and killed in a strange, coincidental hit and run. Watch these stories. The mainstream news will not put these links together for you. They'll just say that the prominent judge was killed, horrible accident, and they'll move on to the next story. You've got to put the pieces of the stories together. You've got to connect the dots of who's involved, what their connections are. The judge in this case was Feuerstein, age 75. Remember, the driver of the car said that her name was Harry Potter when they went to identify her. Something was certainly up in that case. Speaking of Potter, the Brooklyn Center police officer that shot an unarmed black male named Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota this past week. That case has been getting all the mainstream attention, along with the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd trial this week in Minnesota. Well, they didn't name her right away. It took a couple days, but finally that came out. She's a 26-year veteran of the Brooklyn Center Police Department. Her name is Kim Potter. So now we get the Kim Potter, the Harry Potter stories, as I think the name was announced the same day that story came out. So strange and strange indeed. Now, this woman, female officer, has been charged with second-degree murder in the killing of Dante Wright. And so he was shot and killed during a routine traffic stop. Found out later after running the tags that he had an outstanding warrant. So as they were going to cuff him, he tried to take off, get back into the car and drive off. Well, he did that. She allegedly pulled her taser, mistakenly pulled her 9mm service weapon, shot him. And you can hear her on the screen, on the footage and the video, saying, oh my God, I did it. I shot him by mistake. So whether that's true or not, we don't know. It certainly seemed like an accident. But mistaking the taser for your service weapon, very almost hard to believe. Anyway, the officer's name is Kim Potter. She will be charged with second-degree murder. The Pfizer vaccine this week makes the news, announcing that, you know what, it may cause blood clots. Blood clots. getting the COVID jab, you can go in and get a jab from Pfizer. They're saying that could result in blood clots. Now, the mainstream news, is saying this is very, very rare, very isolated cases. It's nothing to worry about. Just a random people. All that being said, I'll watch that very closely, how that develops. Wouldn't be taking anything that causes any type of blood clots. Now, the interesting thing with the jab, and it's still interesting to see this, is when Trump was still in office, you know, he actually endorsed getting the vaccine. And he was on that, leading up that Operation Warp Speed to get everyone vaccinated. And those of us following Trump didn't know how to take that. Obviously, he should have been pushing any type of vaccine, because that's what the new, this whole global reset, new world order wants, is to get everyone the vaccine. So why was Trump pushing it? And so was he pushing something else? Was there a double meaning? Was there a hidden meaning there? Was it coded? You know, why on earth would he be pushing a vaccine? And there's those folks out there that still are questioning why that. In fact, Ivanka got the vaccine. You know, she just received the jab this week, Ivanka. So that camp is kind of divided. You know, half are saying that he didn't know, and that was the part of his demise. He didn't know what was going on with that, or he didn't see the big picture, or he's talking about something different, or he's talking about getting the Operation Warp Speed is a different topic altogether, which we haven't exposed yet. So that itself is very interesting. Please leave your comments below if you have any suggestions on that. It's an interesting case of what all happened here with Trump. Now, the CDC this week comes out and says that there has been over 3,000 deaths from people who have received the jab and have died. So that's interesting. Now, the question to that is, why on earth would they be coming out saying this? If they say 3,000, most people are guessing that it's much, much higher than that. CDC is not good. They're not someone you want to listen to on a media press release like this. Obviously, the numbers would be much higher if they're admitting it, any deaths at all. So take that with a grain of salt. They did come out and say 3,000 deaths. So the question is, why would they come out and do this? If it's much, much higher, then it would make sense that they would lower the number to, say, 3,000 publicly. A Turkish news story came out this last week. It talks about the Ever Given ship in the Suez Canal, the container ship, projects that the Ever Given was carrying 5G equipment and, of course, got jammed on purpose there in the Suez Canal to prevent this equipment to alter potentially climate change, not reach its destination. Now, this is worth a listen to. There are some videos out there that have the subtitles and the captioning in English. There's even an English version of this out there that goes through and transcribes what this individual says. But I think it's about a 10 to 15 minute video. If you get a chance to watch it, they're talking about all the going ons behind the scenes here with Turkey and Egypt and what's going on, and how President Biden did not include Turkey in the upcoming climate conference. But now, since the Suez Canal disaster, he now has invited the country of Turkey to come. A lot of shenanigans going on there. Remember, that ship is still there. It's in the Great Bitter Lakes area being offloaded, and the media news is not covering that at all. So, whether what the Turkish gentleman is saying is true or not, it may be partial truth. We do know that there's interesting things on that container ship, and it's being offloaded. But we here in America are being distracted with daily mass shootings, juries, riots, and all this other nonsense that's making the news, and no one's covering the Suez Canal. Very, very interesting. Another case that came out this week, the cop who shot Ashley Babbitt will not be charged. So she was the woman allegedly shot at the Capitol riot, Ashley Babbitt, and then died. Well, the question is, why hasn't that Capitol police officer's name ever been exposed? That person has not been doxed. D-O-X-X-E-D, doxed. Why is that? It only took a couple days for the Kim Potter announcement to come out as far as who she was. So that would be very interesting. Ashley Babbitt gets shot, killed. No name comes out. We still don't know who did the shooting. Very interesting. Got to watch what's said and what's not said. Now, today, this morning, actually, the Frank Speech social media page went live. This is the outpost from Mike Lindell. And so Mike Lindell launched this after being cut off of Twitter, Facebook, and all sorts of, I think even Telegram. He started his own social network and had a bunch of guests on. Between today and tomorrow, he's going to go 48 straight hours of live streaming, having interviews, meeting people. This morning, he had Ted Nugent, Scott Baio, Chimaine Nugent, General Flynn, Steve Bannon, Dr. Simone Gold. Lots of various guests called in to talk. Tom Bernard from Minneapolis, a prominent radio show host here in the Twin Cities, called in. So through the course of the day, the number of viewers watching this frankspeech.com website was at 26 million. 26 million had already logged in to watch a portion or some of this video. That's very interesting. And so they cut him out. They did have some DDoS attacks, denial of service. They brought the site, I think, down even at first, starting the day. And as the day progressed, when they came up and everything was working just fine, if you went on social media, mainstream media kept talking about how the project was such a failure, that it didn't work. The project didn't launch. The project, you couldn't get on to the with the errors on the gateway errors through Cloudflare. I kept saying how much it failed, but the three times that I was on today myself personally, I got on no problem, and they did mention that the number had exceeded 26 million different user IP addresses that had logged on throughout the day on its very first day. That's huge. That's a huge number, much more than CNN and mainstream media. So this could be a very powerful item. Very powerful item. What makes the news this week? Supreme Court is thinking about adding more seats, moving the number of seats on the Supreme Court from justices up from 9 to 13. This is very interesting. Very interesting as far as packing the judges and packing the case, packing the courts a certain way. This is a Democratic thing. This is a deep state thing. We've gotten by all these years with nine just being fine. We know they're corrupt anyway. I'm not sure what big news announcement that's going to make, whether they go from 9 to 13. The problem is they're compromised. They're compromised. It doesn't matter what you try to pass. We've seen this with the election fraud cases that have been handed up and given to the Supreme Court. None of them went anywhere because the presiding judges says we don't want to see anything that has to do with video or audio evidence or any type of signed sworn affidavits that witnessed fraud. Well, without those things, there's really nothing left. So those cases got dropped. But the mainstream media said they all got cases. The reason that the cases were dropped because they didn't have any standing. There was nothing there. They're all just speculation. Well, we already know, and I've known this now for several months, that there was fraud with the election, and the fraud was documented. The fraud was documentaries have been made about the number of fraud and the cases of the fraud with each of the states, the systems, the computer systems, the flipping of the votes, the ballots, the illegal ballots, the servers in Germany. China's role in this. There's an overabundance of fraud, and that's not allegations. That's already evidence, evidenced fraud. In fact, Mike Lindell was one of those who had the documentary. It's called Absolute Proof, that went through one by one and painstakingly proved everything. So we've got the proof. It has obviously happened. But they don't want to hear it. Derek Chauvin trial. Derek Chauvin, he's the Minneapolis police chief, the ex-Minneapolis police officer that was had his knee on top of the neck of one George Floyd, resulting in his death. He's on trial. That should be wrapping up. In fact, the jury heard the closing arguments today, April 19th. And so now the jury's going to deliberate, I'm imagining, here on Tuesday and Wednesday. And so we're going to get an answer and a verdict on this. Now, regardless of the verdict, we're going to see some riots, protesting, fires. It's going to get nasty. And so many businesses in the Minneapolis and St. Paul area are already boarding up and anticipating this. Now, Maxine Waters is in town and saying that we can't stand and do nothing. We need to get out on the streets and protest, basically inciting violence. Saying exactly what the police and law enforcement do not want going on. Peaceful protests, once again, are just fine. But when the violence comes in, there's already been stores broken into, looting, and whatnot. Now, we know in the case what Derek Chauvin did, the officer, with his knee on the neck of the man for over 9 minutes, causing the death of George Floyd. I'm assuming the verdict will come back on one of these three charges of guilty. You know, if it's not the second degree murder, it may be the second degree manslaughter, or it may be the negligence murder charge as well. He was charged with three different things, so one of them is going to stick, maybe two, maybe all three. But I cannot hear it, and I'm in Minnesota here. I can't believe, I can't expect none of these charges if he's going to be acquitted on any of this. That's a situation that's certainly possible, but I don't think it's probable. Chauvin's in some real trouble. So something's going to happen here regardless. Most likely he'll be found guilty on one or more of the counts, in my opinion. Now, what the investigators have found with him and his wife, there's a couple of years of tax evasion where he has not filed annual taxes with the IRS for his tax return. And so there was 2 years back, him and his wife filed jointly in a deadline extension they filed. I think it was for the 2018 tax year. They filed an extension but never actually filed the return later on. And then in 2019, and now here in 2020, no tax return was filed at all. So she was currently split up with him and has moved out. He's been facing all this scrutiny, but one could suggest that if he does get out of the slim chance of not being charged as a guilty verdict on any one of these charges, they will certainly nail him on the tax evasion charges, which is a separate investigation altogether. Now, regarding the trial, and a defense witness expert came to testify on Saturday, or Friday, and so that person's name was Barry Broad, and he came to testify as a witness to the defense witness, you know, supporting Derek Chauvin, saying everything that he did was right. Well, there was a house in Santa Rosa, California, this last week that woke up to a pig's head was left at the home, and pig's blood was smeared on the door of this man's house. Well, the problem is that's his former residence. Was the right guy, right name, but he didn't currently live there. And so I think some people got a hold of his contact information and background and former residence address on the internet, didn't follow up on double checking or vetting that information, assumed it was his house, currently went to the house and destroyed it with vandalizing it, I should say. And it turns out an unsuspecting couple woke up to see this that have nothing to do with Barry Broad. So kind of a miss there, a fail, if you will. Now, the shootings this week. Indianapolis, there was the FedEx shooting. 8 were killed. The Kenosha bar shooting, where there was folks killed. Security questions, I'm sorry, in the Indianapolis FedEx. They're raising security questions, why there was four killed outside and four killed inside. How did he kill the people outside? And then how did he get inside with his weapon? You know, did security fail? Was there a security breach? Well, one thing you have to ask yourself, was the shooting authentic to begin with? Was this an authentic, organic mass shooting? With all these mass shootings, you've got to ask yourself, was this an orchestrated event? Was there MK Ultra, Project Monarch, some of these different types of events where they'll use individuals who later snap out of it and don't realize what it was they even did, basically hypnotized or under a trance. And so these things are carried out this way. They're really going after the Second Amendment gun rights, and that we're seeing this a steady diet here of shootings on a day-to-day basis. We got to keep in mind, a couple weeks ago, former President Obama made a mention in a news statement, press release, that if President Biden doesn't get his act together and start doing something on Second Amendment rights, he should start doing executive actions and executive orders, or EOs, to start taking this down. I think this is all part of the plan here. If you watch these orchestrated events be carried out on a daily basis for fear, 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 to be pushing the fear, then it's going to ultimately react with problem, reaction, solution. They already know the solution. They want the guns wiped out. And so if you back into what you need to get that done, you need to have an uprising of people demanding gun rights. And in order for people to stand up and pound their fist demanding gun rights, you have to have mass shootings. Well, very little mass shootings take place that are authentic and real. So how do you get them? You carry out actions like this, much like the Aurora shooter, the Parkland High School shooter, the Sandy Hook shooter, the San Bernardino shooters with an S. The two white males that were dressed in camouflage a couple of years ago, San Bernardino. And by the time they pulled over the car, there was a man and female shot in the street as the shooters. The witnesses all said those were not the people. Those were not the shooters. And so there's a lot of deception that's going on here when you see mass shootings. You got to take into what's really going on here, who's really carrying out these shooters. Now, there was an authentic one, I believe, in Austin, Texas yesterday. In fact, three dead, who was arrested, a former sheriff's detective in Austin, Texas, was dead. So that was, I believe, a domestic case gone bad, and it involved someone coming back and killing those in the family. Now, those types of things are certainly the case and are certainly real. But when you see these mass shootings in the workplace, what a public place, a mall, school, church. Those are the ones that FBI profilers have looked at and really do not say those types of people exist going on a shooting rampage. But in the mind, in the media, they have certainly made that up. That's all I've got for today. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Like a shout out to our patrons, those donating. Once again, thank you. My name is Dan Hennon. Today is April 19th. Thanks for listening. For the friends I kept loved and lost, and I still